Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Friday home, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, on Packer Avenue. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, your official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. It's Friday at 3, which means Elliott Shore Parks. This Elliott Shore
Will
Parks.
Will the music ever fade out?
There we go. I'd prefer a little longer than shorter, though.
Pause.
Elliott Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Hey, Elliott.
Man, I'd prefer to hear my song if we're talking about preferences.
Nah.
Not over that song. That's a good bump.
I don't know.
I do. I actually think we can do both on Fridays. You know, like I don't want to miss that song, you know, and I also
That's
like Elliot's song.
Yeah.
Elliot, double duty for you today. How was your morning show shift? You did yesterday and today, right?
Yeah, I actually hosted 2 days in a row. I don't know if you guys would know what that's like, but man, I just took a nap. It's tiring.
Are you a little tired?
Yeah, a little tired. That's that's how I know I'm part of the morning show. You know, I did the show, then I took a nap. Part of being part of that community.
Is it going to be the first thing you bring up this weekend, how tired you are?
Absolutely.
So, Elliot, OTA is over. Couple of big takeaways from OTAs, if anything. Why don't you give it to us?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that there would be a couple of big takeaways. One would be that, like, on defense, they definitely, obviously, at safety and corner, I don't think they are close to making a decision there. I think Keeley is the leader in the clubhouse right now, but I think Adoree Jackson is basically just waiting for Keeley to slip up, and I think Vic will be very willing to make that switch if Keeley does have, you know, a bad week of practice, maybe a bad showing in a preseason game. I think Adoree is right there. Ready to take it. And then at safety, you know, they're really continuing to switch guys in and out. Being there on Tuesday, Sidney Brown did get the majority of first-team reps, but I get the sense that they really view Makuba as, like, NFL-ready. And you never know with a rookie until he gets out there, but he has 4 years of starting experience in college, which is, you know, somewhat rare, I would say, for a rookie drafted at this point. Normally those are later round picks if you're staying that late. So to be a second round pick and to have that much experience, I think that they are viewing him as a guy that could step in and do it. But I you know, there's still a lot of decisions to be made there.
You know, yeah, I got to see those guys put pads on and hit somebody.
Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Especially with Makuba, because Makuba as an undersized safety, you know, I think they really like his football IQ. I think, you know, Vic had a lot to do with the pick. He thinks that he fits in this defense. But when you are one of the smallest safeties in the NFL, if you were to be a starter, then you got to show that with pads, you're not going to be a liability as a tackler.
Yeah.
Man, if it's Makuba and it's Ringo, it's just amazing that the defensive secondary would be Quinion Mitchell, second year, Cooper DeJean, second year, Drew Makuba, rookie, and then Kelee Ringo, third year, right? Yep.
But never played.
Yeah, I mean, just a really, really young defense, which is encouraging. Looking forward, if all those guys do a good job, but man, just incredibly young defense, especially in the secondary.
I remember being out at OTAs prior to last season, and you know, obviously they were coming off the collapse, and frankly, Jalen didn't play as well in OTAs last year. But I remember the take, you know, being out at practice, just like, this is an ultra talented team. Like, it's hard to ignore all the talent they have. And maybe now, like, I'm numb to it, but, you know, to kind of what you were saying, when I'm out at practice now and you look, and AJ and Devontae are practicing, so take that for what it's worth, but, like, they are a much more unproven team on defense than they were last year. Well, I don't think Josh Sweat was, like, an actual Pro Bowl player. You know, there is a difference between, like, we can talk about, yeah, Jalik Hunt and Nolan Smith have potential, but they're just not anywhere as proven on the defensive side of the ball now than they were this time last year. So you're right.
How did that work out?
Well, last year it worked out great.
Yeah.
But I'm saying last year they had a ton of talent. Like, it was very obvious when you watched them in practice in OTAs last year that they had a lot of talent. I'm saying this time around, when you look at the defense, like, there are more questions and more unproven players this year than they were last year. And that's just, we talk about it for months, like during the free agency and the combine, but when you're actually out on the field and you just like look at it, it is startling how many players they need to have like great years that they haven't had before.
Well, see, I look at it this way. I don't know if it's drastically different than it was last year. I mean, obviously Slay and CJ GJ are vets that aren't there, but Reed was coming off of his second year with, I don't know if anything spectacular was there about Reed. We didn't know what Quinyon was going to bring to the table. Avante Maddox was still our nickel because we didn't know what Cooper DeJean was going to do. And Zach Bond, he was basically a special teamer before he came here, and we had no idea what he was going to be. We thought Devin White was going to be one of the starters. We thought N'Kobe was going to get his first crack at being a starter, so we didn't have anything there. And Brandon was probably our most notable defensive end.
Well, Bryce Huff probably at that point.
I didn't like Bryce Huff last year when we brought him in here.
Yeah, so I think
we argued about him last year.
Right, and look.
Yeah, right on
Devin
camera,
White.
Jocelyn. Yep, he's come right on camera. Yep.
Sounds like it's fun down there.
It's all good. It's all good.
I just think a difference is, you're right. I mean, but while now we can look and say how we feel about it, like,
yeah.
Devin White had been a multi-year starter in the NFL. Bryce Huff had just come off a double-digit sack season. Josh Sweat, I think, made the Pro Bowl. Or I guess it was 2022.
No, not that year. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, he had made the Pro Bowl. Like, Chauncey was back and had obviously started for a Super Bowl team. So I think that, you know, some of those moves did not work out, right? And maybe it's a good lesson that, like, what we perceive in the offseason doesn't always end up happening. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that when you look at this defense, like, you could argue five or six of the spots are unknown. That doesn't mean it won't be bad. And I'm high on Nolan Smith and Jalik Hunt. But, like, that is one thing that stands out from these two days of OTAs, is just how many questions are on the defense compared to this time last year.
Yeah.
And you think Jalen had a good OTA practices as well?
Yeah, so I think Jalen, you can really see the maturity in him as a quarterback. I compared it to Tom Brady, honestly. Like, I've watched Tom Brady practice twice against the Eagles. I remember, I think it was 2013 and 2016, maybe.
Standing
there with all the reporters, and everyone's like, wow, the ball never hits the ground. Look how he's completing every pass. That's what Jalen is now. Like, the ball just does not hit the ground.
Yep. So,
I think you can really see the maturity of him as a quarterback in practices compared to a few years ago.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So Elliot is saying, Jalen looks like Tom Brady out there.
Yeah,
I love it.
Just what it is now.
Yeah.
He's just Tom Brady.
Yep.
I would love to know what Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson's OTA's practice stats are.
Yeah, probably horrible.
Yeah.
They probably don't know what they're doing out there.
Ball's probably on the ground every time they throw it.
Yeah, exactly. Not with Jalen.
So, in camp last year, I think it was – when they trade for Jahan Dotson, it was in August.
That was camp.
Yeah,
it was at the end
of training camp.
If there is one position you think the Eagles go and get somebody because they're short late in camp this year, they just look at everyone and they're like, we need one more. Where do you think that is?
I think it's cornerback. They can say they believe in Kelee, and I know Adoree. Adoree to me is like their fail-safe that they feel he has a relatively high floor. But I think if they go through all of camp and they're just, like, not deciding Kelee's the guy, I believe they stocked all these picks up with the plan of making a trade in training camp. I don't think it's like they have all these picks and maybe they'll make a trade. I believe they are keeping these picks in their back pocket, knowing that come, like, the third week of training camp or right at the end, they will make a trade for somebody. They want to give the young guys a chance, but they know they're probably going to have to make a move. So Adoree's on a one-year deal, and if it's not Kelee, then you could really make the argument they need a long-term option there. And so I think cornerback is the most likely place.
Over edge.
I would say over edge. I mean, edge is a good one for sure. But I just think that, like, at edge, you at least have three guys. And again, there's questions there, but Jalik, Nolan Smith, and Azeez Ojulari, I think, are three guys they, like, definitely want to see on the field a ton this year. I don't know if they, like, really want to see Kelee on the field or want to see Adoree. I think they're intrigued by them, but I think that if you acquire an edge of substance, like, let's say you were to trade a third-round pick for somebody, like, you are taking away snaps from guys that you want to see play and develop, and I think that's different than it is at corner.
So, it'd be interesting. I got to look around the league, man, and see if there's a disgruntled corner or a disgruntled defensive end somewhere. Because teams aren't going to trade you a starting end or a starting corner.
Well, Trey Hendrickson's the big one.
Yeah, so you might have to go get him. Yep, that's one I could think of.
Now, he's one you'd have to you might have to pay him.
Yeah, you got to pay him.
Yep.
So one name I would look at, and there was speculation about this earlier in the offseason, and credit to Zach Berman for writing about this recently, but I think it's an interesting name. Trevon Walker from Jacksonville. Like, former number one overall pick. He's been really good. He's from Georgia. They picked up his fifth-year option, but they haven't given him a new contract yet. Jacksonville's in a weird place. Like, they do have a quarterback that, in theory, you would believe is, like, their guy and they want to try to win with. But they also have a new head coach, a new GM. Travis Hunter is, like, a rebuilding draft pick. He's not an instant impact guy. So you'd think that they would probably be interested in moving Trevon Walker.
He's not an instant impact guy.
Yeah. He's not. He's going to take a little while.
What is he, though?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's a bust.
He's a role-playing receiver and corner that's going to, like, play a little bit of each.
But you need to go back to sleep.
You are nuts, man.
He's been saying this the whole time. I give him credit.
That's why he won't let it go.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I had to put it in.
Travis Hunter's a bust, but Ace Bailey isn't.
Well, Ace Bailey's a way better prospect than Travis Hunter is. I don't even think that's close.
You need to be studied.
Yeah, you really do. So, yeah. Elliot, next week people are going to get to start voting on their top 11 list, and then we'll reveal them the following week. I'm going to give you, we've been talking about top 11 today. I'm going to give you your top 11 from last year, and just any sort of, you know, thoughts from you looking at last year as you think about this year's. So last year,
I'm excited to hear this.
You had this is not like an owner. Like,
yeah, just relax. Take it down a notch. Yeah. We're having some fun.
See how things have changed. Relax.
Yes, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Number 11 was Ranger Suarez. Number 10 was Kyle Schwarber. Okay. Number 9, Kevin Sullivan. Number 8, Tyrese Maxey. Number 7, Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Number 6, Lane Johnson. Number 5, Devontae Smith. Number 4, A.J. Brown. Number 3, Zach Wheeler. Number 2, Bryce Harper. Number 1, Joel Embiid.
Wow.
And for what it's worth, here are the people who had Embiid number 1, by the way, besides me, of course. Dan Wilson had Embiid number 1. John Johnson had Embiid number 1.
Ooh.
What a group to be a part of.
Yeah,
real basketball minds.
Devin Caney. Yeah. Paul Jolovich.
Jolly had Embiid number 1.
Get him on the phone.
Yep. Yeah. Jolly. Yeah. Broads had Embiid number 1. And
Broads
Angelina.
Worked here last year?
Yeah, Broads worked here. So any thoughts about your top 11 last year? You know, just hearing anything, you're like, wow, I can't believe that, so on and so forth.
So I'd definitely take Kevin Sullivan out of it at this point. You know, I don't think he's played enough where at the time it was intriguing. Now I don't think he's played enough. You know, the Embiid thing is really, I would say, the only thing in there that I would disagree with. Like, obviously, Jalen's number 1 now, but at least I had him in my top 11. I would say the Joel Embiid thing, if you go off of resume, which I think is a little fair to include when making this, like, he still probably is in the top 11 because his resume is so much better than every other athlete besides Jalen in the city that he'd probably still have to be in there. But if you go off of just pure skill right now, then, of course, he's not. So, yeah, the Embiid one is interesting.
See, me, I'm going off for 365 days.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's just what you've done the last year.
Yep. Well, but here's where I would ask you, though. Bryce Harper, right? Bryce has not had a great start to the season. He clearly is not, like, missed, like, the Bryce he normally is. So,
right.
I don't know. But also, I think when people rank Bryce, they probably would consider what he's done in the past.
And, sure, correct.
You know, sure. I'm just telling you how I'm doing my list.
Yeah, of course. I agree.
But I would guess, my guess is, because I'm probably going to do this, a lot of people will not consider Joel's resume, but will consider the resumes of other. Now, maybe that's because Joel is basically retired at this point, and I get that.
There we go.
But I do think that off of resume, you could probably, you know, give him a bit of a hat tip and put him at, like, 11.
Yeah, do the right thing.
So real quick, and we'll have plenty of time to argue with this, the last 365 days, you think Jalen should be above Saquon?
Yes, of course. And I, we'll do this, but, like, it's crazy to me. Imagine
it's
10
not.
Years ago,
it's said, not crazy.
Hold on,
would you stop?
Imagine 10 years ago I told you there was a 25-year-old quarterback that took them to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years.
We're talking about last year, within the last year.
No. See, you're not listening now. I'm saying imagine 10 years ago I told you there was a quarterback that did that, right? If that was the case, everybody would think he owns the city by, like, a country mile. Like, it would be not even debatable. The fact that it's controversial to put Jalen number one is crazy to me. He's the most important player on the most important team in the city, and they just won the Super Bowl. Like, why would he not?
That's fair.
Yeah, you are crazy. Yep, you're the crazy
That's
one.
Fair.
Where would you put him?
Don't ask him that. Yeah.
Well, so mine is based off of talent, off of pure talent. So
we'll have to see
where he is. But he's not in my top five, so don't worry about that.
Wow, he's not in the top five? That's crazy.
Wow.
Well, it's based off talent.
You do realize when you talk about it's based off talent, he plays the hardest position in the city, like, by far, right?
Yeah.
And he plays it just fine. Well, that's wrong, though. He doesn't.
I don't think it's wrong.
He didn't make the Pro Bowl last year. Yeah,
he didn't. You're right, but that was.
And he underthrew the dagger.
And he underthrew Jahan Dotson to start the game. And he underthrew Saquon Barkley in the middle of the game.
Wow, it's pretty crazy how these were all catches in a Super Bowl win.
Luckily, he plays with talented guys.
Do you want catches or do you want touchdowns?
Yeah.
I need to say one
touchdown.
Only a couple of them.
All right, Elliot, go to bed, brother. Big day for you.
Yes.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks.
We could do a top 11 of Elliot arguments.
Oh, we definitely. 11?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Are there 11?
I think we could find a way to 11.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, if Jack doing talent for his top 11, make sure. And y'all know I love Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber is super talented. I mean, he hit the ball far, but what else he do?
Walks a good amount.
Huh?
He walks a good amount, hitting well against lefties.
Oh, no, I just want to know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Be consistent.
Well, hold on. Don't. Hey, here's a little preview. Don't you worry. Jalen will be ahead of Schwarber.
All right. I'm just saying, you know, I just want to talk about
he will?
You know,
yeah, Jalen will be ahead of Schwarber.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah.
Although one has an elite trait.
So, let me just put this out here real quick. Jack Fritz, I'm going to need you to sack up, because I don't know if it's this little thing you got going on with Joe the camera that got you acting soft. First of all, like, we sit up here talking about, I want to extend this window to win. I don't want to be a Josh Allen. I want to hurt. I want to win the World Series. I don't care about no damn window and going there and going home. I don't want no participants. I don't want no blue ribbons. What color the ribbons? Blue?
Wait,
I don't want
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I want the trophy. I want to bring the trophy home. So whatever I got to do to bring the trophy home, that's
yeah, but
I
part of
do.
Doing whatever it takes to bring the trophy home is keeping the talent so that those guys come up and are part of the window to win the World Series.
You don't know that.
Dude, the Mets traded Pete Crow Armstrong for 60 games of Javi Baez, and the guy's a top five MVP candidate. Like, that's a huge mistake.
I'm not saying get rid of Painter or Aiden Miller. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying whatever you got to do to figure out to get talent on this team to contend, they got to do that. Because what I'm saying, Bryce Harper could fall off a cliff next year. Yeah, I hope
Might
he
be
doesn't.
In the, yeah.
But we don't know that. We don't know what Kyle Schwarber going to look like. I mean, he's looking great right now, but it's a contract year. You don't know what he's going to look like once we pay him. You know, I'm trying to win the World Series right now. I want another pennant. I want that right now. I don't have time to wait for 4 or 5 years down the road, maybe this. Trey Turner, everybody tell me Trey Turner great. You was arguing with me the other day. He's great, right? So he talent, right?
Well, yeah.
Let's build around him. Okay, so that's what I need. I need you to stop worrying about beating the camera, because we know you're going to beat him.
I'm not worried about that.
Right? No, because it's in your head, because you don't come on the show with the same kind of, like, you know, vibrato that you normally have.
I'm not a bravado.
I see a little bit of timidity. I see a little timid with you. I see a little bit of not a lot of, you know, force that you normally have, and I don't like it. I get it with the Phillies. You want to be Mr. Softy and all that. Man, forget all that. We trying to win a World Series
yep.
and bring it back. And on my top 11, I'm going to say this. I agree with Elliot. I would not be mad if people put Saquon number one. What Saquon had, you know, the past year, like, you can't debate it. I mean, Saquon Barkley should have been the MVP of the NFL. They robbed him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna bring up my Ike point. If he would have played week 17, probably would have been the MVP. You
yep.
know what I'm saying? Because he would have broke the record. So
yep.
I wouldn't mind putting him number one. And me, I got hurt number one in my top 11.
Oh, hit the breaking news sounder.
You know what I'm
hit
saying?
Hit the breaking
and
news.
And I got Saquon number two. I might only have two Phillies in my top 11.
Wow, that's fair.
Schwarber and Harper. That might be it. You know?
Well,
I mean,
Wheeler has to be
Wheeler,
on there.
So I got
yeah,
three.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Wheeler, so I got three. So, and Cooper DeJean, Ike was right. Cooper DeJean, if you vote, most people going to put Cooper over Quinion. So, there's that. And give my boy Nolan Smith some love, too. Nolan Smith, hey.
Oh,
yeah, like
oh well, would you? All right. Yeah, we got to draw a line somewhere.
Throw
hey,
I told you to put 11.
What about N'Kobe Dean? What about N'Kobe Dean?
11 sacks. He had 11 sacks his last 8 games. Let that see. If I told you a player had 11 sacks their last 8 games, what would you tell me?
That's pretty damn
if
good.
If I told you a player had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl, wouldn't you say that person should be MVP?
He got paid, didn't he?
All right. Hey, Corey, do you have a famous breakup for us?
Hey, the famous breakup is the GOAT, baby. Belichick and Brady.
Yeah.
That is a good breakup. That is a good breakup.
Well, it's not even the ugliest one. I mean, him and Kraft might be uglier.
Pretty ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Kraft didn't mention – the fact that Belichick didn't mention Kraft in his book at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty ugly.
Well, was something – didn't Kraft do something first?
Well, Kraft, I think Kraft started the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he sabotaged him to the other teams around the league, I believe.
Right, remember we heard that, too.
Ah, you think yeah. – I don't remember hearing that. Was that out there?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, like I think he called
like
the Falcons.
Bad mouthing, yeah.
Dude, ego will destroy you, man. Like, that is truly two guys
yep.
who do not want to give any credit to what happened for what happened there to the other person.
Yep.
Like, Robert Kraft deserves credit.
Some.
For doing
well, he's the owner.
Well,
just
okay.
like Jeffrey Lurie deserves credit.
Yeah, but Lurie, okay. Kraft's cheap. I mean, Lurie spends a lot of money.
Well, he's the guy that has him. I'm
sure.
just saying.
Nah,
I'm saying if I was Bill Belichick, I would like I would be okay with the owner getting some credit of what happened.
Yeah, but unless the owner starts thinking he's like way more important than he is.
Right, and that's the ego thing.
Yes. Well, and the Kraft's just pissed me off with this whole like trying to get in the Hall of Fame thing. Like he's campaigning for it.
Well, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Of course he should be. But like to campaign for it every year and then get upset when he don't get it. Like relax.
Well, because he saw Jerry do that.
That's whatever. Do you want to be Jerry Jones?
I agree.
Robert Kraft just bossed me. He bossed.
Well, and he stopped in Miami.
Before the AFC Championship
strip mall,
game.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, he's,
you know, it's probably cheaper than whatever General Hudson's going to cost Bill Belichick.
Yeah. The Bills is lasting longer.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Better value.
Yes.
Sure. But that's why this show works, though. I mean, you just talk about no egos. You know, you check the ego at the door.
Yeah, it's three guys whose names are in a specific order.
Yep. Yep. Rank of importance.
Yep. 215-5.
Eagle-less show.
Yep.
Yep.
215.
Not eagle-less.
Yes.
Not eagle.
Not eagle-less.
Keep an eagle here.
Yeah. Eagle-less.
Every day. Part.
Every show.
Yep.
Eagle.
Every day Eagles. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should invest in this team at the deadline?
Yes.
Next question. I agree with you, sir. Not a prospect hugger like this baby over here.
Aiden Miller.
Next question today is give us a famous breakup. Coming up next, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. Oh. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties, always better at Chickies. Book yours at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.